NBFCs is a company and has a principal business of receiving the deposit under any scheme or arrangement in one lump sum or installments by way of contribution or in any other manner is also a non-banking financial company. NBFCs, which have been issued a certificate of registration by Reserve Bank of India with a specific license to accept the deposit, are entitled to accept the public deposits. Differently, if you can say, not all the NBFCs registered with the Reserve Bank of India are entitled to accept the deposit, but only those NBFCs which hold a deposit accepting certificate of registration that can accept the deposit. So they can accept the deposits only to the extent of amount permissible. Housing finance companies, which are again specifically authorized to collect the deposit, and the companies which are authorized by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs under the Companies Acceptance and the Deposit Rule framed by the central government under the Companies Act, can also accept the deposit up to certain limit. Cooperative credit societies can accept the deposit from their members, but not from the general public. RBI regulates the deposit acceptance only of the bank, cooperative bank, and NBFCs. Therefore, all NBFCs are not entitled to accept the public deposit. The maximum rate of interest of the NBFCs that can offer is 12.5% on the deposit which they have accepted, and the NBFCs are allowed to accept and renew the public deposit for minimum period of 12 months and maximum period of 5 years, that is 60 months. Minimum credit rating. What could be the minimum credit rating? NBFCs should have the net owned fund, NOF, of 25 lakhs of rupees and above shall accept the public deposit unless it has obtained a minimum investment grade or other specified credit rating for the fixed deposit from any one of the approved credit rating agencies at least once in a year, and the copy of the rating should be sent to the Reserve Bank of India along with the financial returns on as per the prudential norms. In the event of upgrading and downgrading of the credit rating, any NBFCs at any level, to any level, the previously it has held, the NBFC company within 15 working days of its being so rated informed to the bank, that is Reserve Bank, writing of such upgradation or downgradation. Prohibition for accepting the demand deposit. No non-banking financial companies, NBFCs, shall accept any public deposit which is repayable on demand. That is demand deposit, right? And the period of public deposit? NBFCs shall accept and renew any public deposit which they have received unless such deposit is repayable after a period of 12 months, but not later than 60 months, that is what I have explained now, from the date of acceptance or renewal of such deposit. Selling on quantum of deposit. An investment and the credit company factors having minimum net owned funds at stipulated by the bank and the complying with the stipulated prudential norm shall accept, renew a public deposit together with the amount which is remaining outstanding in the books of the company as on the date of acceptance of the renewal of such deposit, but not exceeding 1 and 1.5 times of its net owned funds. Downgrading of credit rating. If it is upgrading, it is well and good, but if it is a downgrading, then in that case, below the minimum specified investment grade, if it is rated, okay, then NBFC, being an investment and a credit company, or the factor shall regularize the excess deposit as provided thereunder by way of, with immediate effect, stop accepting the fresh deposit or renewing the existing deposit, then all existing deposits shall run off to the maturity and report the position within 15 working days to the concerned regional office of Reserve Bank of India where NBFC is registered. Now, selling on the rate of interest. NBFCs shall invite or accept the renewed public deposit at the rate of interest exceeding 12.5% per annum. Interest may be paid or compounded at the rate which shall not be shorter than monthly rate, either monthly or quarterly. Better it is quarterly. Now, deposit from non-resident Indians, NRIs. No non-NBFCs shall invite or accept or renew or repatriable deposit from NRI as per the notification number FEMA 5. Right? The period of above deposit shall be not less than 1 year and not more than 3 years. Right? Then payment of brokerage. NBFCs shall pay to any broker on public deposit collected by through him brokerage or commission, incentive or any other benefit by whatever name you call in excess of 2% of the deposit of the collected and expenses by way of reimbursement on the basis of relative vouchers or bills produced by him in excess of 0.5% of the deposit so collected. In respect of renewal of public deposit, NBFCs are permitted an existing depositor to renew the deposit before maturity for availing the benefit of higher rate of interest, such as company shall pay the depositor increase the rate of interest if it is changed, and provided that deposit is renewed in accordance with the other provisions of these directions and for a period which is longer than remaining period of the original contract. If the deposit renewed in between before maturity, right? Then interest on the expired period of the deposit is reduced by 1% point from the rate at which the company would have been ordinarily paid had the deposit been accepted for the period for which such a deposit had run. That means deposit is for say 12 months and thereafter it is renewed for 15 months. So additional period of 3 months, whatever is the rate of interest applicable, less 1% is permitted to be paid. Now, payment of interest on overdue public deposit, overdue, which is not claimed, or company has not renewed it, that is overdue. A non-banking financial company may, at its discretion, allow the interest on the overdue public deposit from the date of maturity of the deposit, subject to condition that, number one, the total amount of overdue deposit which is renewed in accordance with the relevant provision of the company's law from the date of its maturity till some future date, and the interest which is allowed shall be at the appropriate rate operative on the date of maturity of such overdue deposit, which shall be repayable only on amount of deposit so renewed. With this regard, payment of interest of such a deposit which have either been seized by the government authorities or have been frozen, the NBFC shall follow certain procedural aspect, which consist of request letter shall be obtained from the depositor on maturity. While obtaining that request letter from the depositor for renewal, NBFC will advise to the depositor to indicate that the term of which the depositor is to be renewed. And in case the depositor does not exercise his option of choosing the term for renewal, NBFC shall renew the same for the term equal to the original terms. No new receipt shall be issued. However, suitable note shall be made regarding renewal of the deposit ledgers. Renewal of the deposit shall be advised by the registered letter, speed post, courier, to the concerned government department under the advice to the depositor. In the advice to the depositor, the rate of interest at which the deposit is renewed shall be invariably mentioned. And if the OD period does not exceed 14 days on the date of receipt of the request letter, the renewal shall be done from the date of maturity. If it exceeds 14 days, then it is required to pay the interest for the OD period as per the policy adopted by them and keep it in separate interest-free sub-account, which shall be released when the original fixed deposit is released. Now, acceptance of the deposit by housing finance companies. Housing finance companies are also permitted to accept the deposit from the public. But there are certain restrictions, which consist of: no housing finance companies shall accept or renew the public deposit unless this HFC, that is housing finance company, has obtained the minimum investment grade rating for its fixed deposit for any of the credit approved rating agencies at least once in a year, and a copy of the rating is sent to the National Housing Bank, who is a regulator for housing finance companies, and it is complying with the prudential norms, and provided that the HFC, that is company, is having obtained the credit rating. Number two, the housing finance company which does not have the requisite rating for its fixed deposit shall obtain the same within the period of 6 months' time from the date of notification, and extended period may be permitted by the National Housing Bank to obtain the prescribed rating for fixed deposits. So, no housing finance company shall have deposit inclusive of the public deposit and aggressive amount for which, together with the account amounts, if any, has held. Okay. Also, the loan or other assistance from National Housing Bank is in excess of 16 times of net owned funds. In the event of the downgrading by the credit rating agencies to the level below the investment grade, then that HFC shall report the position within 15 working days to National Housing Bank with immediate effect, stop accepting the fresh public deposit and reduce such an excess deposit by repayment on maturity. Now, period of deposit with housing finance companies are accepting. No housing finance company shall accept or renew any public deposit which is repayable on demand. If such a deposit is repayable after a period of 12 months or more, but not less than 120 months, from 120 months from the date of acceptance of the renewal of such a deposits. Now, joint deposit. Joint deposit, wherever so desired by the depositors, they may be accepted in the joint names with or without any of the clauses, namely either or survivor, number one or survivor, or any one of survivors. Introduction of the deposit. Every housing finance company shall obtain a prior permission before running their account and accepting the deposit, and shall keep on its record evidencing that it has relied for the purpose of such introduction. Furnishing of receipts to depositors. Every housing finance company shall furnish every depositor or his agent, unless it has done so already, a receipt for every amount which has been, by means of which it is received by the housing finance company and may be received by the housing finance company by way of deposit before or after the date of commencement of these directions. Okay. These deposit receipts should be duly signed by the concerned officer who is entitled to act of the housing finance company. And finally, if such a receipt pertains to the installment subsequent to the first installment of the requirement of the recurring deposit, it may be contain only name of the depositor, date of amount deposits, etc. The general provision regarding repayment of the deposit. Housing finance companies shall repay the public deposit within a period of 3 months from the date of its acceptance. General provision, right? Where housing finance company at the request of the depositor repays a public deposit after a period of indicated in clause number 1 above and that before maturing itself, then you can see the minimum lock-in period. Minimum locking period in that case will be 3 months. After 3 months but before 6 months, the maximum interest payable shall be 4% per annum for the individual depositor and no interest in case of other deposits. And after 6 months but before date of maturity, the interest payable shall be 1% lower than the interest rate that is applicable to the public deposit for the period for which the deposit has run. Therefore, the housing finance company may grant a loan up to 75% of the amount of the public deposit to the depositor after expiry of 3 months from the date of public deposit at the rate of interest 2% above the rate of interest for which they have accepted the deposit. Therefore, it is obligatory on the part of the housing finance company to intimate the details of the maturity of the deposit to the depositor at least 14 days before the date of maturity period. All the deposit accounts standing in the credit of the sole or first depositor shall be clubbed and treated as a one deposit account for the purpose of premature repayment or grant of loan by the housing company, provided that in the event of death of the depositor, the public deposit may be paid prematurely to the surviving depositors. In that case, the joint account holder with the survivor clause or with the nominee or legal heirs with the interest at the contracted rate up to the date of repayment. For the purpose of housing finance companies, which are classified into the categories, that is problem housing finance companies and normally run housing finance companies, that should be categorized. These HFCs, which are normally run, the housing finance companies, okay, for them, they are permitted to make the payment prematurely to the public after the lock-in period at its sole discretion only, right? And problem housing finance companies have been prohibited from making the premature premium repayment of a public deposit for granting any loan against the public deposit, except in the case of death of depositor. Now, know your customer, that is KYC. In terms of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002, the rules which are notified thereunder, the KYC guidelines should be applicable to the National Housing Bank, and they are required to comply with the KYC requirement by submitting some document, that is latest photograph, certified copy of proof of identity, and certified copy of proof of address. So friends, here we completed our discussion on company deposits, three types of company deposits: general companies, NBFCs, and housing finance companies. The full gamut we have discussed. And you know, the rules and regulations are a little bit stringent for these companies. So under the circumstances, gradation wise, first banks, post office, company, we have already discussed our investment opportunity for the general public to invest in the deposits with these companies. So thank you very much.